The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
First thing I want to talk about, though, is the Catholic Church. Because my next guest believes that the church has a right-wing bias. He's been writing about this in the Wexford People. Father Michael Comain is a Dominican priest and he is with me in studio. Father, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. For those who didn't see the piece in the Wexford People, maybe give us the main point of your argument.
Thank you very much. Most of us are familiar at this stage with Steve Bannon. He's a Trump fan. And he was going into he got a few months in prison for something or other to do with contempt of Congress. And I noticed, as he was walking into the prison, Bannon, this man in a clerical collar runs over and embraces him, and they talk to one another. And I'm fairly certain Steve Bannon is a Catholic. And I was sort of annoyed. I have no idea if this man was a Catholic priest, but I'd say he was. And it reminded me of a few years ago in Kerry when a man was convicted of rape in Listowel. A priest went up and shook hands with him after the verdict had been given. And that got a lot of publicity, and there was a lot of talk about that for a few days too. Now, in both instances, I felt there was an arrogance on both priests. And that made me sit down and write that column. And I've been thinking about it since. And now, this might be heretical to say this, but if anybody, you know, if anybody believes that God is entirely on their side, or whatever their image of God is, they're going to be arrogant. That was one thing. And then it slipped in. I was thinking then of liberation theology. Back, you're too young to remember it, but after the Vatican Council, there was a great impetus for men and women, women and men, I should say, you know, to work with the poor and to really be there with them in their moment. And the church did its, the organized established church did its business to stop it.
Okay.
Now, another thought, I'm in here about 5 minutes, and it's my first time. I used to work in the Kerryman, but I'm in here about 5 minutes, and I looked around the room. Everybody is younger than I am. And I was just wondering, what does faith mean to those people? Have they ever discussed anything about the Trinity, the resurrection? What does it mean to talk about God? And all the rows are to do with matters of sexuality. That's why I really want to stay away from talking anything to do with sexuality, because that's not the core of Christianity. The core of Christianity is that we believe that Jesus Christ was God and that Jesus Christ overcomes death and rises from the dead. And everything else sort of, anyway.
So, but the
that's off the topic, probably. But
well, no, it's an interesting one because I think it does maybe bring us back to the topic. Because the argument or the point you build to in the piece is that, you know, there's a right wing tendency in the church.
There is, yeah.
But what you talked about there was faith as distinct from the church.
Yeah, but you see, the Catholic Church believes, we have sort of the direct, do you know, priesthood has directly come down through the hands of Jesus Christ. So when we say that, you're too young to remember it, but I mean, I, as a young boy growing up, I don't know if at my mother's funeral, I said she burnt her bra before Irish women were wearing them. But growing up, we believed that sort of, you know, we had a fullness. I won't use the word faith, but we had a fullness of faith that the non-Christian or the Protestant or other people didn't have. And when I look back, the arrogance of that.
Yeah.
I mean, would any, the arrogance of that.
But it was always going to be thus, wasn't it? The church is an institution. Like, it was born of when, say, the 11th or 12th centuries and kind of Gregorian revolutions and everything. And the whole point of the mission was And again, the church, distinct from the faith, was to establish a kind of a uniformity of belief and also a uniform control, a top-down control. Like, as in, so if that was the mission statement on day one, we are going to be in charge, it's going to be a pyramid structure, and we will say what's what, and we will not put up with diversity of opinion. It was always going to be a right-wing organisation.
Well, no, you see, to say that the church began when it began, I'm profoundly mystified by what you said. I believe the church began with the 12 apostles back in the time of Jesus Christ. Maybe it was hijacked by organisations, but the Church of Jesus Christ...
But the institution as we would recognise it was born more of the 11th and 12th century.
Well, I would disagree. I mean, not the institution that I claim to build. No, I disagree with you.
Really?
There. Okay, I disagree with you there.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying that it doesn't come across as you said. I mean, if I go out to your news desk out there and I ask people, they would say more or less what you are saying. But I think we've lost our way. And we have lost our way. This is off the topic, but we have lost our way. Just people have spoken with their feet. They use the child abuse, the cover up. But it was beginning to happen way before that. And the fact that so many people are alienated today from the church, the people who blame secularisation, they're the priests who drive fancy cars, wear these sort of watches. And, you know, they're immersed in secularism. I don't believe that fall off in the church is solely to do with secularism. I don't. Going back just a little bit to what I wrote as well. You know, Trump is now saying that he wasn't killed because it was God's doing.
Yeah,
you've heard that. I mean, so you can use God. You can use God for anybody. Can say anything about God, and I suppose another reason why I wrote the piece was I am finding in a young, is it Plato or Socrates who says something about the younger people, but I'm beginning to find there's a real right-wing movement, and I don't like using that word, but there's a right-wing movement in the church. They want to bring us back. Certainly, I see that among younger priests. They want to bring us back to the era of the 1950s, you know, novenas. I wonder, is there anybody out there who has made a novena? I doubt it. Maybe they have. And they want, I remember Pope Benedict said, you know, the church is going to be much smaller. But I think that smallness is going to be made up of yes, ma'am, no, ma'am people and people who consider themselves sort of elite.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this then. Is that because they're the only people signing up today? As in, they always signed up, those people, but there were others like yourself. And I was going to use the phrase broader church. Maybe it's a bit too confusing to use that particular phrase in this context. But there were people with all different or a broader width of understanding and life experience and everything who were called to the priesthood, along with those people who maybe yearned for the 1950s. And those people, the versions of you are not signing up today, but the kind of little fascist is.
And
the little fascist always was, but their influence was diluted by the likes of you.
Well, I'm no paradigm.
Do you know the point I'm making?
I do, but the likes of you.
Yeah.
I'm not asking you anything about your faith, but the likes of you went to church 40 years ago and sort of admitted that you were a Catholic or a Protestant. And that's a good point that you've made. And those people, I'm scared we're going to be left with a very small group of fanatical people. Fanatical people. That worries me.
Mm.
And people who think they know best. I mean, I'm a Dominican. I'm not a priest of the... just 2 points. I'm a priest, not a priest of the Archdiocese of Dublin. But I mean, as far as I know, St. Dominic designed the habit that we wear so as that he could associate and be with the poor people. Mm. Whereas I look at Dominicans now in habits and I almost think that it's a fashion accessory.
Mm.
And another thing, in parishes, I don't know if you're familiar with parish councils, you know, and the church talks about synodality. But a parish priest, if he doesn't like what the parish council is saying about him, can say, lads, you're all sacked, go away. I've seen it been done. So we're not talking really about the... But it is, it's all... I think all institutions, I'm sure Bauer as well, I worked for independent,
yeah.
I was a sub with independent newspapers. All organisations and institutions are intrinsically conservative. And
all revolutionaries become reactionaries. Isn't that what happens?
That's a good point.
You change the world and then you spend the rest of your life or the rest of your existence, we'll describe it that way because we're talking about institutions, trying to preserve the change that you've made.
Well, I'm no revolutionary, but I have found, I've done different works. I've done all sorts of different jobs, including being a school teacher. That was probably where I had the greatest freedom, I suppose. But any organisation I have worked with, if you speak out against the organisation, you are most likely to get into trouble. And, you know, we talk about it being a very free society. But I don't want to go down that avenue. We talk about, you know, we're living in we've reached the perfection in society. But if you speak out about this or that, and it doesn't fit the ruling controllers, you know, you're considered a bit of a nut.
Yeah. Listen, this is a fascinating conversation. And I do have to ask you before I let you go, because I know you're under time pressure.
I'm all right for a few minutes.
Colin Burke, the Fine Gael TD, was refused communion at the weekend because he had supported the relaxation of laws around abortion and access to abortion in this country. How does that fit into your view of the church today and what we've been talking about?
I was thinking about what I'd say before I came here, and I saw about that, and I said I wasn't going to talk about anything to do with sexuality. But you ask me a question, and I'll answer the question. We'll say you didn't pay your taxes, and you were up in the newspapers. Do you know the list they publish every year,
yeah,
tax defaulters? And you, in your wealthy job, defrauded revenue, we'll say, by 100,000. And it was in the paper. And you come up to Holy Communion the following Sunday. Do you think I'm going to pass you by? I'm not. I saw a little piece in the newspaper about the priest who refused him. Okay, it's slightly different. I said Mass yesterday in the women's prison. I gave Holy Communion to everybody who came to Holy Communion. Do you know of any reason, you have me on a high horse now, do you know of any reason why a priest has refused Holy Communion to somebody about a matter which has nothing to do with sexuality? Have you ever heard of a priest refusing Holy Communion to a person because they don't believe in the Trinity? Have you?
No.
Of course you haven't. And I think, well, I could be up for libel on this one or something or other, but when I hear priests indulging and talking about sexual matters, I get frustrated and annoyed and sort of turn off the radio or television. The conference of, what do they call themselves? I know some of them. The priests of Ireland, I think they issued a statement about that incident in Cork. And Pope Francis, and I'm not the Pope, Pope Francis says he's never refused Holy Communion to anybody.
Yeah.
Just one more point I want to make. I like Pope Francis. And one of the reasons is, do you know that when he was Archbishop of Buenos Aires, he used to use public transport?
Yeah.
Do you know, have you ever seen a bishop or a cardinal or an archbishop in Ireland on a bus or a train?
Not that I can think of.
I know one man I do who travels by public transport, but he's an exception. I use the buses and the trains and the Lewis and the Dart all the time. I have never seen, I very seldom see a, well, you wouldn't know a priest, but I've never seen a bishop, never seen a cardinal, never seen an archbishop, never seen anybody of rank. And that always, I wonder when was a priest last upstairs in a double-decker bus in Dublin?
That's a good question. Maybe somebody
and
listening.
That's part of the whole issue that drives me crazy.
Father Michael Comeyne, Father, it's been a really interesting chat. Thanks a million for coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.